This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And I got two fine gentlemen here in the studio lounge. We're going to talk a little coffee today, a little Java for kids. But first, let's do some introductions. Right next to me is Josh Detar. I almost said Detar, D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan, yeah, that's that Three Musketeers
conversation coming back. No, we digress on that one big time. From Typhoon, Josh, how are you, sir?
Hey, great. Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
You're welcome.
You know, I was saying even before we started this, long time, you know, listener, first time participant.
Oh, wow.
So
well, welcome.
I feel like this is a, like, you've made it type of honor, so
well, as a gift for being a first time attendee, here's a big
oh hey
coffee.
Thanks yeah well since oh my gosh, you know, we found out that the two of you don't drink coffee.
Yeah,
so
I get to keep it all. It's all yours, man. Yeah. All yours. And last but not least, we have Mr. Nick Coleman from Creighton's for Kids or Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Nick, good to see you again, sir, as well.
You too, Mike. Yeah, it's great to be back. Really enjoy it. I know. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
All right, and we're kind of in a little fraternity now that of the non coffee drinkers. We found out before the recording.
Some of the 36%.
Yeah, you're part of
this.
The 36% of people who somehow managed to be jovial without coffee.
Exactly.
I don't know how you do it.
It's hard. It's hard to believe it's that high. But I guess if we're two of them, it's 66% right now that don't.
Yeah, yeah, currently exactly. You're the overwhelming majority.
Crazy. Very interesting. All right, fun fact. Let's get on to something else.
Yeah.
So, hey, before we get into Java for Kids, this is pretty cool stuff here, by the way. How's the conference going for you guys so far? You're going to be busy at this one, and Josh, you probably are as well in the exhibit hall. So, how's it going so far? I think we're almost through day one and a half or something like that. So.
Yeah.
Well, this conference is so well put together, first off. But, and then, of course, I'm a little bit biased, too, where tonight's going to be one of our biggest biggest fundraising nights of the year. MAX, in case you're not familiar, hosts a, every year it's a little bit different. This year it's a disco ball, and it's going to be, I think, a pretty big fundraiser to benefit quite a few hospitals up here in the Northwest, and now also down into Arizona and Colorado as well.
Yeah, got a bigger audience now.
Yeah,
well done
right.
On that.
It'll be fun. It'll be packed house.
So are That's people sure. going to be dressing up like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever since it's a disco ball, or is that just kind of the
I'm expecting
the decoration?
I'm just curious, what are you dressing up as?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that a secret?
It's not as, I won't make it a secret. I'll admit, I tried to find some good stuff at some thrift shops before I came. I settled on like a paisley blue blazer, so we'll see if it
now
works.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah,
all right.
You pull it off.
Is it 70s? I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be the 70s again.
Yeah.
The 2070s.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Eventually, yeah, it will be.
It'll come back.
I'm dressing in 50 years.
Oh my God. I got to get a handle on this interview. Hang on. We are going way off the rails. Josh, how's the conference for you?
Phenomenal.
We're still on the first question.
Yeah. You know, this is one of our favorite conferences of the year. We're based out of Portland.
The
Pacific Northwest is home for us.
Yeah.
Our largest, you know, concentration of customers is here in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And as well in, you know, Colorado and out headed towards the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the biggest gathering of the year of all of my favorite people.
Right on.
So I just get to see everybody in one place. And to Nick's point, I mean, the Go West team just does such a phenomenal job of putting on this event every year. So, yeah, this is one of the ones we look forward to, and it really doesn't disappoint.
These are your people
Josh.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to these really cool-looking Java for Kids. I can smell the... I don't drink coffee,
Your
but I
is
love
impressive. It.
Thank you
yeah.
very much. I practice.
I love the smell of it. I don't drink it, but I love the smell of it.
Isn't that funny?
For sure.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I love the smell, but
I don't
like drink
it. Yeah, like, you go down in the grocery store, you go down the coffee aisle, and you're like, stay here for a while. what can I buy in this aisle? So anyway, tell us a little bit about Java for Kids.
Yeah,
is this something
absolutely.
You guys at Typhoon created?
Yeah. So, you know, Java for Kids was really born out of two major passions for us in our organization. The first is kids. you know, we're a company with lots of little ones running around, and we, because of that fact, as well as the fact that, you know, we're a high-functioning software company, we live on coffee. So I know that we looked up the stat earlier, and it's about 64% of Americans drink a cup of coffee a day. I think it's 102% at Typhoon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be.
Gone
yeah, yeah,
100.
We've gone beyond, easily. Yeah, for sure.
Done, but congratulations on that.
And in all seriousness, you know, this was one of those wonderful things that was born as an accident. And my brother-in-law turned me on to a company that gives you the ability to white label coffee. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me about how he's doing it for his real estate business. And I laughed and I said, you know, we love coffee at Typhoon. Yeah. We're a Portland company, like Typhoon or coffee is in our blood.
Right, right.
But I'm a digital banking company. Like I'm not a coffee company. I don't have any need for that. And it was one of those 10 o'clock at night. I'm standing there in my kitchen and it hit me. And I was like, well, why don't we become a coffee company? Why don't we sell coffee? But I couldn't care less about the proceeds.
Right.
Why don't I use that as something that I could send those proceeds to something that I do care about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and so obviously the first thing that came to our mind was credit unions for kids.
Beautiful.
And so,
you guys,
10 o'clock at night, I'm slacking my marketing director. We're putting this plan in place. The next morning I go and reach out to Nick and we start the conversation. And in just a couple of weeks, we launched Java for Kids.
Wow.
So really the program allows you to go to our website. You can buy any number of 6 different types of coffees, including this bad boy I haven't tried yet, but a whiskey blend. Bear. I don't know what that is.
I would try that one, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that might be a little scary. You might not want to
be like an afternoon coffee kind of thing. Yeah. So you can go to the website, you can buy any of the 6 different blends or types of coffee that we sell. You can get it in everything from small bags to a 5-pound bag that you see here. Yeah, if you also need a workout, you just, you know,
yeah, exactly. I'm gonna do some curls real quick, yeah.
It ships direct to you. It's super reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. It's really good coffee.
Yeah, smells good.
But 100% of the proceeds, which comes out to $5 a bag, goes directly to Nick and the Credit Union for Kids movement and the Children's Miracle Network.
I'm glad you added Children's Miracle Network.
Right. It goes straight to Nick personally, and he uses it to fund his expensive car hobby.
Yeah, purchase donates $5 for Credit Union for Kids. That's cool. 100%. I want to get your thoughts on this.
Amazing.
This brainstorm that just happened.
So, I love it. I love how well it like aligns uniquely to Typhoon as well. I mean, such kudos to Josh. Seriously, I mean, our first conversations, and I know we talked about it too on your Digital Banking Experience podcast, right? Quick plug for that. But if you're not checking that out, I highly recommend it. But it's been amazing to see. It's a huge impact, like all credit unions have for children's hospitals through Credit Unions for Kids. Mm-hmm. Children's hospitals are certainly in a big need, and this is such a cool, unique, fun way to be able to give back. And we're thrilled to be able to partner with Josh and Typhoon on it. Yeah.
So how long has this been going on? How long have you guys been keeping this under wraps? What's going on here?
Well, so here's the thing. So it started, we actually launched it at GAC this year.
Okay.
And we originally were using a supplier for the coffee out of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that supplier had some issues with fulfillment.
Oh, bummer.
So we had to put the thing on pause.
Okay.
And, you know, actually, in all seriousness, I'll take this opportunity to give a shameless plug to our marketing director, Kevin. It would have been a really easy opportunity for him to say, you know what, we did some good, we raised some money for See You for Kids,
right.
We had some fun with that, It didn't work out, we're just going to drop it and we're going to move on.
Right.
And instead, his attitude was, no, this is the motivation I need to go find out, how can we do this bigger, better, and with more impact.
Right on.
And so he completely revamped the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and we're completely relaunching today, right here, right now, on the broadcast.
Scoop! So,
speaking of bigger, I can hardly lift this one right here. That's definitely bigger.
Careful, Nick. Don't strain yourself.
So all new supplier, more choices of coffee, more grind types, faster shipping, and it's cheaper.
Okay, and where do we go to find out?
You just go to javaforkids.org.
Okay.
Javaforkids.org. Okay. It's a super simple Shopify site. Mm-hmm. You can even load your payment information mm-hmm. for recurring orders.
Mm-hmm.
Go in, place an order. It ships directly to you in 3 to 5 days, and you're off to the races with some awesome coffee,
and
knowing
you did good. And the holidays are right around the corner, obviously, too. So this is perfect for the holidays. Like, credit unions kind of give these out to their staff or maybe even hand them out to the member. I mean, maybe not this bag, but maybe that bag, you know, hand them out.
Hey, I'm a credit union member. If my credit union gave me this bag of coffee as a member appreciation gift, I'd be sticking around a while longer.
Yeah, that's like a really good point.
Scratch that. Yeah, credit unions start handing these bags out, for sure.
Well, thinking about it. I was crunching the numbers when we looked at it earlier, right? So 64% of adult Americans drink a cup of coffee a day.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that there was over 1,000 attendees here at Max. So if just the coffee drinkers here at Max, 640 people bought one bag of coffee. That's $3,000 plus that goes straight to credit unions for kids.
At one conference.
At one conference.
Wow. And you do marketing. Are you the chief financial officer too, maybe?
No, I just use Apple Calculator before we start recording and look smart.
Yeah.
But you can see how a really, really simple thing like this can have a really quick impact.
Yeah.
You know, again, this is something that we just become really passionate
about.
Awesome.
Well done.
We're big fans of coffee. Mm-hmm. We're big fans of actually supporting the mission of our customer base, which is, you know, credit unions.
Right.
And the focus is on building up strong, healthy communities and taking care of the people in those communities. And CU for Kids is, I think, one of the single best examples, from my perspective, of the ways that we do that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, talk about tugging on the heartstrings of what they're doing. And so just the support that the credit union industry gives through this avenue is incredible. And we're really honored to be a very small part of that.
Yeah.
And if you
think it's a fantastic idea.
If you're going to buy coffee anyway, you might as well buy coffee that's putting a donation towards credit unions for kids.
And it's really good coffee too. And then that's just the cherry on the top, right? It's
absolutely.
Supporting those hospitals for sure.
Yeah.
And ultimately the kiddos.
Yeah. 10 million kids treated every single year by Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And many of those are families that probably woke up that morning and didn't know that they were going to be sending their kid to the hospital. And so it could happen to anyone. And fortunately, we have a network of amazing hospitals around the country that provide really world-class healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And healthcare is expensive, but they make it affordable. They make it affordable because credit union donations help it be that way.
Yeah.
So it's important. Yeah.
Yeah. Being a dad of five kiddos, we've been there, done that. We have frequent flyer mileage at our local children's hospital. Oh, the Lawsons are back. Welcome. Here's your bag.
You got a punch card for that.
Yeah, exactly. All seriousness, I'm just fantastic human beings that work there. I'm probably at all of the children's hospitals. Just a great thing for us. Yeah, the service, the treatment, the care that they give, second to none. And so been a big, huge help to the Lawsons and millions of other families out there as well. So good stuff. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's been a big motivator for us as well, right? Like I said, I feel like every day we see a post on Slack about a new Typhoonier baby in the family.
Yeah.
And I'm a newish dad myself. We have a 1.5-year-old.
Congrats.
Kevin, our marketing director, who's really the brains behind this operation, has a 4-year-old. This is also something that we see the impact of.
It hits you personally.
It hits you really personally when you're like, even when my kid has a stuffy nose, I'm struggling with that, right?
Yeah,
and so just the thought of having some sort of, you know, catastrophic event, and then having someone come in and just be there through that whole process to reassure them, not just financially, but emotionally and with support services. Yep. I mean, there's just so much good that comes out of that. Like I said, I mean, any way that we can even be just a small cog in the wheel that is Credit Unions for Kids, I'm all for it.
There you go. Here's
the
ticket.
No small cog, though, by the way. But thank you.
This is it. Right here. Okay, and the website one more time.
JavaForKids.org.
Okay, there you have it, everybody. Go get your coffee right now, and it goes to Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So good stuff, guys. Well done.
Thank you, Mike.
Good job. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.